Praise the Lord. Remain standing. Let's go to the Bible tonight. Book of Psalm chapter 40. The book of Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 3. Thank you guys for singing. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The psalmist writes, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. I want to preach to us tonight on moving up. Moving up. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. I pray that you would settle down in this house. Lord, these are your people. This is your house. And Lord, we covet your presence. Lord, we pray that you would just manifest yourself in this place through the preaching of the word. God, give us direction, Lord, the words to say. And Lord, meet us around these altars. You know what we're facing. You know what we have need of. We just thank you for your goodness and mercy. We'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. So good to have the Blues with us tonight as well. Love and appreciate Brother Brandon, Sister Trina, and I just saw Sister Amanda and her girls too. Wow, praise the Lord. What a great night. Amen. Glory to God. I love the fact that the book of Psalms is unlike any other book, it seems, in the Bible. For many of the Word of God, and we know that it is the written Word to us, the living Word. John even described Jesus as the Word. He said, this is the Word made flesh. I mean, he gave us the direction for our hearts. He gave us the direction for our lives. But the book of Psalms seems to be a little bit different than the rest of the tenor of Scripture. God wrote or inspired men to write his Word from God to us. But the book of Psalms seems to be man's expression towards God. You notice that David wrote those songs when he was out in the wilderness, and he writes many prayers and many melodies, and there are times when you may not even have the words to pray or the words to say, but you find yourself repeating one of the psalms, and it becomes an applicable a place of worship or an applicable prayer to pray. I'm grateful that we have an expression of worship to the Lord, and this is one of those psalms that I think if we were all honest, if you've walked with the Lord for any amount of time, you may find yourself having some connection to this text. I don't know about you, but there have been seasons in my life when I felt low, when I felt like I couldn't get up, when I didn't know how we were going to take another step forward. The psalmist described it as a pit, some place that is a bondage, some place that is a low spot. Anybody in the house ever been there when your mind was ravaged with discouragement, when depression seemed to be like a cloak and a mantle over you, when you didn't see how you were going to make it through the diagnosis, when the bills were piling up and the money wasn't measuring up? I don't know what your pit is tonight, but if you're like us, you've been there, or maybe you are there. But I'm glad to report tonight that the God that we serve, the God that saved us, the God that delivered us, the God that has kept us, has the ability to pull us up out of that place of discouragement, to lift us up out of that pit, and to minister. We're moving up tonight. We don't have to stay where we are. We don't have to accept it as the new normal, but we can, by faith, believe that God has enough power to minister to where we are. Oh, hallelujah. Notice this. He said, I waited patiently. That is a very hard thing to do when your world is turned upside down. Oh, come on now. It is very difficult. You can wait. It's the patient part that's hard. You can wait with anxiety. You can wait and toss and turn in your bed at night, Brother Hoffman. You can wait and be wondering how and why and be filled with bitterness or maybe even develop a grudge or a depression. You can wait. We've all been in that place where we've been forced to wait, but it's the patient part that is hard to do. But even in the middle of a storm, you can find that God has the ability to wrap his arms around your heart and settle down your mind, settle down the anxiety, settle down the depression, settle down all the things that would come against you. He can help you be patient in his presence. Patience doesn't always happen immediately, but it does develop us. And in the middle of the patience, it is when David began to cry out. Now, I want to tell you tonight, you shouldn't be embarrassed to cry. All right? You shouldn't be embarrassed to cry. It is when the Spirit of the Lord moved on us to be saved, he convicted us of who we were. We all had to humble ourselves if we're going to be born again. It's okay to cry out. It's a good thing to learn to cry out. You see, when we get to the place in our life where we don't feel like we need anybody, we can make it on our own, we don't even need God, we are strong enough, able enough, big enough to do it, that is when we find ourselves in a mess. But when you and I learn that we have the opportunity, the right, and the privilege to call out to the living God, for he said in his word, if you will cry unto me, I will answer you. If you will cry, he will incline. If you will call, he will respond. Notice the position of the Lord when we are down. He's still up above us. He said he inclined to where I was at. He came down and got in the middle of my stuff. What do you need him to do tonight in your life? What are you facing in your heart? What are you battling in your home? And you turn around to the right and to the left, and you can't even talk to your best friend about it. You can't seem to talk to your family about it, but there are things that you're wrestling with on the inside. What is that thing that you're crying about? Can I tell you that whatever it is, he has the ability to minister. Have we forgotten how good he's been to us? I mean, I wonder sometimes. We took a friend of ours out to a dinner the other night. We went to a Brazilian steakhouse, all you can eat, and it was a fun night. And they just kept bringing meat, Brother Kenneth, and we've been there before at Fogo. Kind of makes me want to go right now. Amen. But they just kept bringing it, and as long as you've got that puck that's green on one side, they're going to keep bringing it, and then when you're full, you flip it over to red, and you say, I just don't want any more. But here's what I found. That guy kept, he said, I'm not turning that thing over. I'm going to try it all. He got to the place where he said, I'm afraid if I eat another bite, I may not be able to make it to the car. I said, just turn it over to red. He said, it's so good, I don't want to. I'm afraid I might miss something else. Can I tell you that the Lord has more in store? He has more in store for Union Road. He's got more in store for your home. He's got more available for your heart. He's got more blessing than what we could ever imagine. Brother Heath, I know we've come to the storehouse of heaven again and again. I've asked the Lord more times for his provision than I can count, but I can tell you on the authority of the Word of God, there's still more available. Won't you just get comfortable crying out? Amen. I say, let's get comfortable crying out to him. He wants to minister to his people. Hallelujah. Notice that he said, he inclined unto me. He came down to where I was at. He has the ability, even in his higher position, to come to where we are. And maybe you have forgotten because of how low you feel. Depression is a hard thing. Anxiety is a hard thing. Fear is a hard thing, and it can cripple people and make them feel so low. You're here tonight, and you're battling it. It feels like just a darkness, and you're wondering, I don't see how I can go any lower. I've hit rock bottom. Listen, you might feel like you've hit rock bottom, but if you'll just get settled on the rock, the real rock of ages. You may feel low and still be placed in an elevated position, far above all principalities and powers. I mean, I know that it's bad sometimes, but the worst day in the life of a believer is still better than the best day in the life of a sinner. He's got you in the palm of his hand, and he's got everything under control, and he knows how to help you tonight. I'm asking you, would you just be willing to cry out to the Lord? He said in the book of Revelation, there was a church that felt they had no need of anything. They were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing. They were not willing to cry. They were not willing to be humbled. They were unwilling to even respond. And in the process, they lost out with God. Can I tell you, even in a pit, you don't have to lose out with your Father. Even in a hard place, you don't have to lose out with God. Your world can be turned upside down, but the psalmist said it right. He brought me up also out of that horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon the rock. Amen. He wants to settle down your spirit. The enemy has continually been plaguing your mind. Amen. Coming at you with accusation, coming at you with all of these things of discouragement, but God wants to settle your spirit. I don't know what happened that put you in that position. Sometimes we have pits that we make ourselves, decisions that we make that have consequences. It's a reality. It's hard. And then there are other pits that we get put in by other people. Abuse and labels and all sorts of things that cause us to be worried or cause us to feel whatever. And it's a bondage. It's hard to get out of that place. But the psalmist said, he brought me up out of that horrible pit. I'm not diminishing where you're at. I know it's horrible. I know it's tough. I'm just telling you the good news tonight. You don't have to stay there. You might have lived there so long, the enemy's got you convinced that that's where you ought to just abide. This is how I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to be. This is the apex of my existence is right here. I'm not going any farther, Pastor. I'm just content to be in this place. But no, he said, we're moving up. We're getting out of this place. We're going to dust ourselves off, or the Holy Spirit's going to dust us off and get us set on the rock of ages and get our lives back in order. I want you to know that there are better days ahead. There is a fresh worship ahead. There is a joy ahead. He has a promise for you that he will establish your goings. That word established brings me great hope, because in a world full of chaos, whoever has got their life built on Jesus Christ is established, settled. You can lay your head on your pillow at night and it'll be all right. I promise you, you can sleep again. I promise you, you can wake up with joy in your heart again. The enemy has convinced you that you are not going to make it, but the Lord has come to remind you that if you're born again, your life has been established in him. It is a directional living, an existence that will not change. He will hold you, and he's got the promise of that hope. Hallelujah. Notice this. After that promise, we find praise rejuvenated. Listen, I know it is not easy sometimes to feel like worshiping when life is difficult. We've all been there. When you were so consumed with what you were facing, so bothered and just surrounded by the noise and the chaos, that it's very difficult to feel a fresh worship. Brother Rolls, you ever been there when you came into service and you were doing good just to be there? I mean, there are seasons where we're just trying. It's like we're trying to survive, Brother Aaron. We're trying to, I'll make it to the next one. If I can just make it, I know I'm doing okay. But I want to tell you that when the Lord moves you up, don't be surprised if you feel a fresh praise rise up in your spirit. Amen. Don't be surprised when you wake up in the morning and you hear an old song you haven't thought about it in about 10 or 15 years. Don't be surprised when the Holy Spirit starts moving again and you start to feel a little bit of worship coming in your feet. Don't be surprised when the Lord comes by and lifts you up out of that place. If you don't have a new song, begin to pour out of your spirit. And this is what I love the best. When God's people begin to praise Him for what He's done, many shall see it and they shall fear the Lord and return to Him. Can I tell you, we are not, amen, we are not the true church if we're not worshiping. If we are a church that has our eyes on the pit and not the promise, we are missing out and the world sees no hope. But when we, the people of God, the people of a destiny, the people of a promise, when that Spirit of God begins to manifest again and we begin to worship, we begin to testify, we begin to praise, don't be surprised when souls begin to look at you and ask what happened in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Music, go ahead and come. Praise the Lord. I want to ask you tonight to just, if you're not, you know, we kind of always just assume everybody, you know, when we preach messages like this, everybody's in the pit. Not really. Praise God. Listen, I don't want us all to be in there together, okay? I mean, we got to have somebody with the victory. So listen, if you got the victory tonight, I don't need you to be down in the gutter. I need you to be ready to worship. All right? I'm not asking you to take on a label you don't have. If God has ever pulled you up, dusted you off, set your feet on the rock, and established your goings, I think it'd be all right if we just stood as a testimony. That's what He did for me. He brought me out of depression. He brought me through anxiety. Amen. He delivered me from fear. He's given me a lively hope. Amen. I'm just standing in response to worship. I'm standing because of what He's already done. But there may be somebody tonight that says, I'm not there yet. I don't feel it like you're feeling it. Can I tell you in good faith, He's already working to bring you up out of that place that you're in. Oh, hallelujah. He wants you to worship Him. So when we get to that place where we stop and we say, oh, Lord, thank God I'm not where I used to be. I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. That's when that praise begins to loosen up again. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not where I used to be because of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand across the house. Oh, Lamb of God, thank You for Your goodness and mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, You've been so good to us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I felt stirred while I was preaching tonight just to give an opportunity for salvation. Hallelujah. I don't know where everybody's at tonight, but the Holy Spirit does. And I'm telling you, that pit of sin and just living, you might have tried everything you could to get yourself out of that place, but the Lord, He's the only one going to be able to deliver you out of what you're facing, out of the bondage of your life. There's a lot of things that we try to dig ourselves out of. People jump from relationship to relationship. They jump from vice to vice. It might be drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, but can I tell you, you will not be able to clean yourself up enough to make it to heaven. You will not be able to do it on your own. But if you will do what the rest of this congregation has done, if you will humble yourself and call on the name of the Lord, He will pick you up out of that pit that your life is in. If you need Him tonight, I wouldn't be embarrassed. I'd run to hope. Amen. We use these steps as an altar. If I needed Him tonight, I'd just be all right. Let's just get in and ask the Lord to help us. If you need saved tonight, I want you to come. And congregation, we're going to open up the provision of worship. We're going to open up the atmosphere of praise. Amen. I don't want you to come and kneel. I want you to come and stand. If God has pulled you up out of that place of your life, I want you to worship Him. We don't need to bury our head. We need to lift our voice.
voice. He is a great God. And as we praise, God will draw people to Him. All across the house, let's find a place to pray and begin to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in our hearts. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Lord, we thank you for deliverance. Us. We thank you for setting us free from the bondages of sin. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our hearts and our lives. God, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Oh, Lord, it was you that delivered me. It was you that saved me. It's you that has kept me. And it's you that is working in me. I praise you, Lord. I thank you for wrapping your arms around me when I was discouraged. I thank you for lifting me up when my head was bowed low. I thank you for being with me even in the midst of my own mess. You love me. You love this church. Lord, you are a faithful and true and holy God. Lord, you've got all power in heaven and earth. Lord, you're going to provide when the enemy would come in and whisper and accuse. Lord, you will provide. Oh, Lord, minister.
Doesn't even stand a chance. My praise outweighs the bad, and I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I'll bless him at all times, and I vow to praise you through the good.
Amen.
to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you, whether happy or sad. I'll praise you and all that I go through, because praise is what I do. Good.